Welcome to Talking Technology with VI Labs. At VI Labs, we believe technology is the single greatest enabler for people with sight loss and all disabilities. If you're looking for the latest news and conversation on tech from a more accessible perspective, you've come to the right place.
Hello and welcome in to Talking Technology with VI Labs, episode number 45 for the 28th of November 2023. Hope you're keeping well. Hope you enjoyed the Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping. Did you get much? Did you get anything exciting? I did find a few good deals. There was actually some decent stuff out there, but I can't share too much of what I got because I'd be spoiling Christmas presents, unfortunately. But there was actually some decent deals out there this year. There was stuff with like 40 and 50% off, which is always good to see. I won't say no to that. And those deals can be hard to come by sometimes. So yeah, it was actually a decent year for Black Friday and Cyber Monday for once, which is great. But yeah, hope you enjoyed the weekend of shopping. Maybe you got a lot of the Christmas shopping done. And now you're ready to enjoy another episode of Talking Technology and another episode of Talking Technology. Well, that's exactly what we have. And we have a great show coming up for you over the next hour or so. We'll be talking to the team behind the Envision AI smart glasses. We'll be talking to them in just a bit. A really cool project, and we'll be talking to them. And we will also be catching up with JP later on in the show. And he'll be telling us all about the Vision Academy, the new learning management system from Vision Ireland, a really cool project, and one that I'm really looking forward to chatting with JP about later on in the show. So yeah, if you do want to get in touch with us, you can email us with our brand new email, content@vi.ie. That's content@vi.ie. And remember that if you do need technical support, the email address for that is still labs@vi.ie. If you need technical support, just email labs. But if you do want to get in touch, share your technology opinions. Maybe you have something to say about something we said on the podcast or in the newsletter or anything like that. You can always send us an email to content@vi.ie. But now, let's get down to business, shall we? A few weeks ago, I was contacted by the team over in Envision, and they told me that they were coming to Ireland, and they wanted to talk to us a little bit about their Envision AI smart glasses. So I met up with Envision a few weeks ago, and here's what happened when we caught up. So going back a few weeks ago, I got a chance to play around with the Envision AI smart glasses. I wrote a review for the NCBI Labs technology newsletter, and I think it's fair to say that my impression of them was mixed. Look, they're an interesting product, and I personally am really into the idea of smart wearable tech for those with low or no vision. But the product felt a little bit half-baked, in my opinion. I think it could be much better. There were a lot of features, for example, that didn't work without internet. There was features that I felt just didn't work reliably well enough. And other features that, frankly, were great, to be honest. It was a mixed bag of a product, and I can't help but feeling that a few software changes, maybe a few hardware changes, could make it a really, really great product for those with sight loss. So I was interested when I got an email a few days ago from the Envision team telling me that they had read the review and that they were coming to Ireland, and they had asked, would we be interested in meeting up? And they would show me some of the new features in the product, which is obviously great. I'd love to see what's coming in the future, because I think there is great potential in the concept. But also, they would let me ask any questions really that I want about the product, its future, all of that sort of stuff. So as we stand, I am about to head off to the Irish Guide Dogs here in Cork, and I am going to meet with the team behind the Envision AI smart glasses. I hope they don't hate me following my review, but we shall wait and see. But I'm really curious to see what this leads to. Yeah, I'm excited to see what they've done with them. So yeah, let's hit the road and see how we go, shall we?
Okay, I've got my taxi booked and I am now ready to hit the road. I need multiple hands. I need more hands, but we'll see how we go. So I'm out in the guide dog centre here in Cork, and I am joined across the table. We're in this lovely kind of kitchen area, this wonderful little area here in Guide Dogs. And I'm joined across the table by Priyanka from Envision. Priyanka, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me here, David. Brilliant. Yes, indeed. This is a nice, cozy room that we're in. Liking it.
It's brilliant. Yeah. So you're over in Ireland the last few days, showing off the Envision glasses, which I had a chance to try. And I think you read the review that I did, and it was kind of, I think it was mixed in some respects, but you've been doing some updates and stuff around the glasses. So do you want to tell me, I guess, first of all, for those of our listeners who haven't heard about the glasses, what are they and what's changed since we spoke about them on the website before?
Yeah, sure. Of course. We are here in Ireland. We're doing this roadshow along with our partners, you know, Sight and Sound. And we've already been at Dublin, Waterford. Today we are here in Cork and tomorrow we'll be in Galway. We have been showing up out these glasses because, of course, we want to reach out to more and more audience here in Ireland and help them try out these glasses. These are, for those who don't know, we are a Dutch company. It's called Envision. And these glasses are Envision glasses, which are actually an AI-powered smart glasses, which has a camera and a speaker that helps you get any kind of, you know, visual information. So it could be some of the features that are on the glasses are the reading functions. So it can read out text from any surface, almost any surface. So it could be just, you know, products around the house, or it could be just newspapers, books, etc. And it can also help you do some video calls, you know, hands-free video calling is also possible. So a lot of different features that are already on the glasses, which are quite exciting. And of course, there is a lot more improvements that are happening on the background.
Yep.
A few of them, if I may mention, one which you already covered, which is very exciting, is the Ask Envision feature, which is powered by, you know, ChatGPT by OpenAI. So what it does is once you capture a document, you can ask questions out of the document that you've scanned. So not necessarily you would need to, you know, go through all the information that you've scanned. You can just ask it questions to get specific information. It could be just a phone number on a bill maybe that you would want to reach out to a customer service agent maybe, or just, you know, if it is a recipe, just the ingredients. So that's how, you know, you can get, like, it's an interactive way of getting information. So that's something that we already have on the glasses. It is getting a lot of, you know,
That was excitement. One of the things I was most excited to try when I got the glasses. It's a really cool feature. And we've seen, I think, in recent times with things like Be My AI, we've started to see the true power of what AI can do. So, like, are you working on other kind of AI-based features for the glasses down the road?
Yes, we are already improving on a lot of the AI-based features. Like, already we have, you know, the Describe Scene feature, which is a lot more descriptive now. Earlier, if I would take a picture of this room right where we are sitting, it would probably just come up with, you know, looks like a room with a man and a table and a chair. But right now it can be a lot more descriptive, as in probably even describing you or something in the background and just kind of getting an idea in relation to it as well, right? A man sitting on a desk next to a chair, and just kind of relation to kind of give you an idea of what the surrounding is. So that's already improving. We are also adding...
Is that available now?
No, unfortunately, it's not.
Okay.
I mean, yes, an improved version is available, and we are working on... Maybe I can give you quickly something that's already
Ask
there.
Ask Envision. More feature. Detect, find out, recognize, cap, describe scene.
So I'm going to use describe scene and let's
see
what
it's... Sure, let's see what it can do.
Yes. All right.
So you give it its time.
A man sitting at a table.
Okay. All right. So it just says right now a man sitting at a table.
Not much over there,
I guess. So yeah, we are working on this feature so that it could give you more and more information as well.
So you're using GPT for that eventually, I think, is the plan, is it?
Yes. In future, we do want to use, just like how right now we are able to, you know, use GPT for getting, you know, asking questions out of a document that we've scanned.
Yeah.
We would in future be able to ask questions and get this information out of an image that we've taken as well. So, yes,
so we'll be effectively like Be My AI then, which is brilliant.
Yes, indeed. That is, of course, something that we want to build.
Yeah.
And the developers are already working on it, and probably it will be in the market sometime soon.
Brilliant.
I cannot promise a timeline there.
That's okay.
But
That's okay.
Yes, the developers are, you know, working, and kind of what we do is work closely with the community as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of the features that you already see on the glasses are coming because of the ask of the users. You know, they
sure.
are using and they are asking for more features which they find would be useful for them. And then that is how it kind of gets more priority. The developers look into it and how they can, you know, build it into the system already that's there.
The product has like a lot of features already. Like one of the ones that really impressed both me and my colleague JP when we were testing this out for the article before was the integration of the likes of Aira and also your Ally tool. JP mentioned in particular that the Ally tool seem to give him a much clearer image than something like Be My Eyes would.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
is it kind of what, like one of the downsides to that, I guess, is that these are features that require the internet for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So how can, like the primary benefit, anytime I've ever really used Aira, I've been out and about at a train station or anything like that. Is there plans in the future of how you could get some form of assistance like that working while allowing the user to do it out and about, for example? Because now it's kind of the case when you leave your home, when you leave the office, the glasses are limited to an extent in what they can do. Some features sure have offline modes, but for things like the sighted assistance, you need the internet. So
I guess you can connect them to, you know, most of us have hotspot on our phones.
Yeah.
So they can easily be connected to any kind of, you know, phones that would offer hotspot. So it could be an iOS or Android. And right now, I think that assistance, you would definitely need an internet connection. And I don't know if there is a way or work around it. So, but I mean, all the places have internet connections. If you're at home, at work, or if you're out and about, then of course you would need your phone hotspot. I think that's the best way to work with it.
Do you have, because I know, do you want to kind of describe the hardware of the device there? Because you've got a demo unit in front of us here.
Yes,
but do you want to kind of describe the hardware of the device?
Yes, of course, sure. So the how you would wear it, it's just like a normal pair of glasses. The basic version that I have, it has like a titanium, thin titanium band that runs from your left ear all the way across your face. It has like nose pads that it, so that it can sit, you know, comfortably on your nose. And then on the right hand side, it attaches to what we call the main module. This main module has a couple of different components. One of them is, of course, the camera. It is an 8-megapixel camera. It has a wide angle view. And then further on, if you, it curves around, you know, your face, then from the beginning of your right eye to the beginning of your right ear, this is where the touchpad is located. And how you would, you know, work on the touchpad is the gestures. We've tried to, you know, mimic the accessibility gestures on your, you know, your Android phones or your iOS phones, maybe.
Sure.
So it's just taps and swipes with one or two fingers. Then moving on, then the device further extends. It goes around your right ear, and right behind your ear is the speaker of the glasses.
Yeah.
This is specifically designed this way so that the users have their ear canals, you know, open. They are able to be aware of their surroundings when they're using the glasses even. But if you do want to read something discreetly, you can connect them to a pair of, you know, Bluetooth earphones as well. Or like I connected it to
a speaker
now.
Here.
Yes,
yeah,
that I can connect it to. And then there's, of course, there's a physical button. Actually, there are only two physical buttons on the glasses, and one is on the inner side of this module, and that is to turn on the glasses and turn them off.
That was the one I infamously found a bit hard to find.
Yeah, it is quite, it's not really out there, but what we do is we do offer these onboarding sessions, you know, for someone who's new to Envision glasses, sure. Wherein we go over all the features, you know, all the hardware right now, like I'm talking to you, I'm kind of explaining what to expect. So yeah. Kind of setting the expectation, I think, is really key here. So you sure, know what you're sure. looking for. And an onboarding session is, of course, essential.
Absolutely. Sure. So the product as well, and I find this interesting, it's a totally custom software, but the hardware is actually built on the Google Glass Enterprise devices. Those were, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, those were discontinued by Google earlier this year. But do you have plans for kind of after, like, what does the next version of Envision look like? Is there plans that far down the road yet? Do you have stock to keep you
going?
Yes,
so we do have stock to keep us going right now. We were able to procure a lot of Google devices before they went, they just shut it down. So yeah, we already have a lot of stock to keep the ongoing demands fulfilled and we see it. But we are looking into alternate hardware options as well. So, but yeah, that's not out there yet. We will be able to still support the Google Glasses. We'll be able to support them in any way we can. Brilliant. It's not like they would stop working, right? So, yeah.
Sure. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So you're moving, I think, and I found this interesting on your website. I read before we were chatting that you're moving kind of towards a new model for purchases of the glasses, that there are going to be new models of the glasses available, that you can get kind of what you need, and also that there's going to be a new, almost like a subscription service for updates. How's that going to all work? And when's this starting?
Yeah, so we already have like three editions in the market. So there's like a Reed edition, Home edition, and the Professional edition of the glasses. Of course, these are catering to the different needs of the users.
Yeah.
Apart from that, the subscription model does kick in next year. So someone who's had like a Home edition would have access to all the features on the glasses, but has like a 1 year access to future updates. So in case we add any new feature or, you know, make substantial improvement to an existing feature, so they get access to that update for 1 year for free. And then from after 1 year, they would be able to purchase it for around 200 euros is the plan. So 199 per year. But if someone already has like a Professional edition, that he gets like a lifetime of updates for free. So if they already have like a Professional edition, they have access to all the features on the glasses and would have access to them, like the lifetime updates as well. I guess that was the question.
That makes sense. So if I buy the let's say the reading mode today,
yes,
and I get that hardware, I can try that and use that as I need to.
Sure.
Do I then have the ability to just upgrade that?
Yes, definitely.
Of course. Software? I don't need new hardware?
No, definitely. This is the only hardware in the market right now. So all that you would need is a software update and an upgrade, rather. So yes, you would be able to purchase it. And this you can do it online. So yeah, for users who know that, okay, say they purchase the Reed edition, they know that these are the features, but they are looking for something more, they would have the flexibility either to purchase an upgrade to a Home edition or a Professional edition, depending upon their need.
Okay, that's really cool. It's a really interesting product. I think in time, I'm really interested to see where it goes as, you know, the hardware and software develop. I think now that you're bringing in GPT with descriptions, mm-hmm. That's going to be a massive thing. Like we've seen with the success of Be My AI, the potential that has.
For sure. I am also super excited to see what the developments are in future. This is the device which is developing like from 2 years. If someone has a device like 2 years back and they would, you know, compare it to what they can do now, it's really amazing. Like, of course, we've improved, you know, existing features already, and we are constantly adding new features as well. So yeah, you will see the device improve for sure.
Well, I think we're going to have to bring you back at some stage to talk about some of the new features when this stuff hits the market, because it really is quite quite impressive.
Indeed. I would love to be again with you and to be able to showcase the newer things that's working behind the scenes right now. Yeah.
Fantastic. And if people do want to learn more about Envision, how can they find out about it?
So the website is www.letsenvision.com, and they can book an online demo with us. And one of my colleagues would be able to, you know, jump on a call with them, like an online session, wherein we could be able to, you know, talk more about the device, the features and what it can do. That would be the easiest way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Priyanka, thank you so much for joining us on Talking Technology. It's been great to catch up. Have you been enjoying Ireland the last little while?
Yes, I guess so. The first few days were nice. Well, today is unfortunately
horrible weather.
Indeed. So it hit us. Well, I'm coming from Netherlands, so it's not very unusual to expect this kind of weather.
Sure.
But yeah, I've enjoyed my time so far. Thank you.
Brilliant. Yeah, we thunderstorms this morning. It's often rainy, but never normally that bad. So you picked a great time to go over. But listen, thank you so much. It really is. It's an interesting product. My views on it, like the review I wrote, as I say, I think it was a bit mixed, but I do think that the product is certainly improving, and I think that's only a good thing. And more in this space can only be a good thing. So well done to you and the team.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And there you have it. What a fascinating conversation that is. It's great to actually get to talk to companies like Envision in person. They came over obviously for that Sight and Sound event, but they were so willing to talk to us, and we thank them as well for being so open with all of that information. And it's great to be open to those conversations, even when my first impressions were with the product weren't universally positive. They were still open to having a conversation, open to discussing what works and what their plans are from the future. If you want to learn about that, you can find more on their website. Letsenvision.com is the website that you need. And if you want to get in touch with us, maybe you have tried out the Envision glasses. Maybe you have thoughts on the features that are to come. Remember, you can always use our brand new email, content@vi.ie. That's content@vi.ie. We'd love to hear from you, and hopefully we'll be sharing your thoughts pretty soon. So now on to our next topic for the day. A really exciting one, this. I'm really excited. Vision Ireland have just launched their brand new e-learning platform called Vision Academy. And to tell us all about Vision Academy, I am joined now by my boss, so I have to be on my best behavior, Mr. John Paul Corcoran. JP, how are you?
Very well, thanks, David. And I share your excitement. So really looking forward to telling listeners about the launch of Vision Academy.
Yeah, so Vision Academy, I guess let's start at the very beginning, as they say, JP. So what is Vision Academy, and where did it come from, I guess?
Yes, so Vision Academy, David, is an online learning platform. And it's been created by Vision Ireland to provide service users with access to e-learning courses on a whole variety of subjects. The service itself is built on Blackboard, which is an accessible, very popular and user-friendly learning management system. So our LMS, as it's commonly referred to. And what it does, it allows learners to access a suite of these courses at any time on either its computer, a smartphone, or a tablet. So they're very, very accessible in that regard. Plus, the platform is available 24/7. So every day, at any time, day or night, someone can go in to access courses, which are mainly self-paced. And students, well, that means a student can go in their own time, complete courses in their own time. And it could be right from the comfort of a person's home, or maybe on a bus or on a train. So it's huge convenience in that regard.
I think that's one of the big advantages of this, isn't it? Because before, you know, services like this, and, you know, if you're doing a course or whatever, it usually always happens between, you know, 9 to 5, you know. But like a lot of, and I think over the years, there have been courses done outside of those hours by Vision Ireland and so on. But this is great because this means that if you want to, you know, do a course or even just a section of a course while you take the bus to work in the morning or whatever the case may be, you have the option to do that, which is great, isn't it?
It really is. And I can give you some, hopefully, to go back to the question you had asked around the development process of Vision Academy. And this is not the first time what was NCBI or now Vision Ireland has a learning management system in place. So going back a couple of years, David, we did have one called Moodle, and it was free open source software. It was fine. I think Moodle, I describe it as quite functional, but we wanted improvements to that. And at the time, we were delivering courses on various areas for service users and occasionally staff. And I remember speaking with some of the learners who were saying that they were doing things on their commute to work, or, you know, maybe they're bringing the kids to, you know, football training at the weekend, and they were sitting in their cars and doing, you know, 10, 15 minutes of coursework, you know, just right from their smart home. So it offers huge convenience in that regard, for sure. Yeah. And then going back to the development piece, which you had asked about. So this is a project that kicked off really about 12 months ago. So it was November, December 2022, when myself and a few of my colleagues sat down in what was then NCBI and now Vision Ireland. And what we did, we researched a number of learning management systems really to determine which system would offer learners the best experience in terms of functionality, in terms of design, and of course, most importantly for us as Ireland's National Scholars Agency, which would be accessibility. And it was after really extensive research that we did over a number of months that Blackboard came out on top as the best option for us. So our online learning platform, Vision Academy, as I say, it's built on Blackboard, the LMS Blackboard. And what we've found then, David, is that there's a number of advantages to using this new platform, Blackboard, over what we've been using previously. And I can go through those here. Like, give you an example. When a user goes in to the system, they'll be presented with a course catalog where they can filter by course categories and choose their courses. There's options now for self-enrollment, which is great. Because previously, we'd always have to have an instructor enroll someone in a course. So, for example, Dave, if you want to do a course on, for example, touch typing,
yeah,
and you want to do that at the weekend, previously, you'd have had to wait for an instructor to have you enrolled in that course. Now, you can go in on, you know, Saturday afternoon or whatever you may want to do that course and enroll yourself and just work away in your own time.
Oh, that's fantastic, then we have, isn't it?
It's really good. It's a huge, huge plus. And I can say as well, from the perspective of occasionally when I have delivered some courses on Blackboard or on Vision Academy, the advantage that is huge. When you look at a group of, for example, 20 or 30 students doing a course and having to enroll those students, you know, creating accounts and, you know, making sure that everyone's able to access in with the passwords they've been given, versus them creating their own account and going into the course catalog and choosing the course they want, you know, at their own time and their own leisure. The advantages are so much more stark with the self-enrollment feature.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So I guess the obvious next question, JP, is what kind of courses are going to be available at Vision Academy?
Courses, yeah. So currently we have a number of categories that these courses fall into. So previously, David, what we would have done in the past with Moodle, to give you an example, what we would have done is we would have separated the different courses into by department. So we have different teams here at Vision Ireland, and we would have had, for example, you know, our labs team with delivering courses. We would have had our National Training Centre, different departments. Now, what we did was we took a slightly different approach with Vision Academy, whereby we categorised by courses by, for example, technology. So we could be working with other teams to develop courses in technology, our employment skills, our orientation, mobility. So it's done by that kind of categories as opposed to done by departments or teams. And I can go through these courses now. So if someone were to go into Vision Academy today and browse the list of courses in the course catalogue for technology, because, of course, that they're our favourite courses, David, if
Absolutely.
I start with them.
Yeah, we might as well plug our own stuff.
Yeah. So what you'll see currently is courses on touch typing, courses on using smart speakers and different levels. So that's in beginner, intermediate, advanced. We've got courses on both Amazon and Google smart speakers, that is. We've got courses on the NVDA screen reader. We've got courses on, for example, cybersecurity and staying safe online. The course that I think, one of the courses I'm most excited about is called High Digital or Digital Skills. And this course comprises of several sections on, for example, using smartphones, online security, you know, banking online, communication through WhatsApp, there's entertainment and shopping. So that's a really good course for anyone who's like brand new to Vision Academy, doesn't know where to start. My recommendation is to start with what's called High Digital. It's a digital skills course effectively. One of the things I do like about the courses that we're running in technology is that, you know, maybe someone only has, you know, 30 minutes to do a course, or maybe they have a bit more time. You know, over a few weeks, they can dedicate a bit more time. So we've got courses of different lengths. So if you can picture, for example, introduction to an Amazon Echo smart speaker course, it might be 20, 30 minutes. Maybe the High Digital course, which I mentioned, that might take someone, you know, maybe over a few days, they could do that one or longer. So it kind of depends on how much time the user has as well, as to what course they might want to do. So they're technology courses. We've got then employment skill courses. We've got orientation and mobility courses, things like, you know, access to transport, safety around micromobility in Ireland are some of the courses that are available in our O&M section. We've got courses on advocacy, such as introduction to advocacy and campaigning. We've got health and fitness courses from our colleagues over in Vision Sports. And then we also have some Braille courses. So we have courses on, for example, someone who wants to learn Braille effectively, introductory courses to uncontracted Braille. So loads of courses there. We have about 20-25 courses up at the moment, and we're continually adding to the course catalogue, really to kind of meet the demands of what I suppose people are, what our service users, you know, would like to do courses in effectively.
And I mean, 20-25 courses, that's no small number. Yeah. There's a lot in there, so there's probably going to be something for everyone, no matter what your interest is there, really.
There is.
So I guess, how do people access Vision Academy, JP?
Sure. Accessing Vision Academy can be done through accessing, first of all, the Vision Ireland website. So here are the steps. There's three or four steps just to take note of. The first one is to go onto the Vision Ireland site, and that could be done on your computer, on your smartphone or tablet. And then what we do is we create what's called a MyVI account. Now, you might have a MyVI account already. If not, then you'll need to create one by entering a username and password. And logging into your MyVI account will offer a much more kind of, I suppose, a personalized experience when using Vision Academy, because it allows you to access a range of other supports as well and resources, for example, any purchase that you've made through Vision Ireland, donations, accessing library services and so forth. So once we've accessed our MyVI account, what we do then is we select the Vision Academy training tile, and that will display what's called the Vision Academy dashboard. The purpose of the dashboard is to display to the learner any courses that they're enrolled in or that they've completed. So for example, David, if you've taken part in touch typing courses, in High Digital courses, smart speaker courses, what you'll be presented with at this point is a list of all of these courses and any tasks that you've been assigned. If you've completed a course, it'll say, David is 100% complete this touch typing course, any grades, etc. So it gives you direct access as well to any of those courses that you maybe are in progress. So rather than you have to go into the system, the platform, Vision Academy, and search for these courses that you are already enrolled in, you want to continue, this is the point at which you can just select these courses and they'll give you direct access to them so you can continue them from here. So once you're at this point in the dashboard, you've got two options, really. You can select courses that you're currently enrolled in, but if you're brand new to the system, you never used before, you won't see any courses at this point. So what you'll need to do is select the what's called Go to Vision Academy link. And from here, it gives you direct access to Vision Academy, where you can go onto the course catalogue and start exploring your courses.
And how handy is that? I mean, it really is quite a nice, you know, simple process. Just vi.ie, log into your MyVI account, and then straight over to Vision Academy. I mean, it really is a nice, simple process. And I'm really excited even to play with some of these courses myself, I must say, JP. What are the future plans like for Vision Academy? What's happening down the road?
Future plans. So we're always, first of all, we're always looking to develop new courses. And as I referenced earlier, it's really to meet the requirements, demands of service users. And that's what these courses are here for. The courses that we're looking to develop will include things on latest technologies, devices. So, for example, if you consider a typical IT assessment where services will come in and look at things like digital magnifiers or CCTVs, you know, text-to-speech options, apps and so forth. We want to have dedicated courses in all of these. For example, this could be a great training piece. So someone, for example, purchases a new device, they want to get to grips with using something like, you know, Be My Eyes or Be My AR, something like that. They can go on to Vision Academy and take part in such courses. And kind of something topical areas like, you know, smart home devices is always big. But trying to kind of keep our finger on the pulse with latest technologies, that's something that we're always trying to do.
And I think, like, it's really, you know, like, Vision Academy is cool now, but I think the future where you can just go onto the website and, you know, as you said, you get a new product in the post or whatever that you've got it in the post, you're all excited, and you just want a few tips on how to use it. I think that's really exciting. Yeah. So I think the future is bright for Vision Academy.
Yeah, JP,
thank you so much for telling us all about Vision Academy. It's live now, is it?
It is live now. This week it's being launched. So we are very much encouraging people to go in now onto the Vision Ireland website and go into their MyVA account and start browsing the catalogue.
Fantastic. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. JP, thank you so much as always for joining us on Talking Technology. And well done with Vision Academy. It really is an exciting project and one that I can't wait to play with. So thank you so much.
My pleasure, David.
Fantastic. And if you do want to check out Vision Academy, as JP said, go to vi.ie, sign into your MyNCBI account, and you'll find all the bits and pieces that you need right there. It really is a lovely little process, and we can't wait to hear some of your feedback too. So, do let us know what you think of Vision Academy. Content at vi.ie if you want to get in touch, and we'd love to hear from you. For now, though, let's move on. It's Talking Technology News time.
This is Talking Technology News.
With your latest Talking Technology News, I'm Daniel Dunn. ChatGPT have rolled out voice chats for free users of their mobile app. They recently stopped supporting signups to ChatGPT Plus due to high demand, but the subscription is no longer needed to use the feature by voice. VoiceOver users can find the Switch to Voice Mode button on the bottom right. When double-tapped, VoiceOver says Speak Now, and the user can then give the prompt. After a bit, ChatGPT will respond with its own voice. It's really natural, sounds great, and is well worth checking out if you haven't already. In other news, developers in France are working on a new navigation app called Sonar Vision. Unlike other apps out there, this tool will use the camera on your phone to get an exact idea of where you are and then guide you from point A to point B. It's using 3D sound in the same way as Soundscape Community, but its approach seems to be a bit closer to the Clue app for indoor navigation. It's always good to see development like this, and hopefully we'll try to get the app soon. The team behind the project told Euronews that they hope to launch by the end of 2023. Using a camera, especially outdoors, is something that many blind people find difficult, so time will tell if the app is of benefit. Cobalt Systems are launching a new accessible air fryer. The new unit will have a 4-litre capacity, and it will also have raised buttons. Air fryers have been really popular over the course of the year, and it sounds like this might be a really accessible option. The device will tell you to rearrange the food halfway through cooking and will continuously announce that it's hot every 20 seconds for 2 minutes after completion. There are 5 preset modes as well as temperature and time customization, with a spoken countdown available too. The device is available for pre-order now, but unfortunately it is not going to be available until the middle of December, which rules out Christmas. Hopefully we'll get a chance to play with it soon, but if you're a fan of talking appliances, you might soon have another one to add to the collection. And that's it from the news. Back to you, David.
Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, are you a fan of the old, do you have like the talking microwaves in your office, or are you, do you have any of the fancy stuff like that?
No. Not in our office. At home, I have just the ordinary air fryer, not the nice talking ones, anything like that. No, so.
Yeah, I'd be a fan of them. I don't have one, but I remember the talking microwave that was made from cobalt, and that was very popular, David. So this is probably a similar idea, and it does sound very promising. And air fryer is a very popular product, and I think this one is going to be very popular, especially at the price point of 99 sterling. So you could say it probably won't be much more than 120 euros. And I think that's going to be a great, very popular product from them, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. It's a shame they're missing the Christmas period, but it is, I do think you're right, Joe. It's going to be a popular product, especially at that price point, which is, relatively speaking, for assistive technologies, is quite affordable, actually, in the massive scheme of things, which is great to see.
It is quite affordable, yes. And look, I suppose some people are managing with the air fryers they have at the moment with bump-ons and stuff. I know I have a Ninja that I throw a few bump-ons on, and I have a bump-on on the turn-on button and the air fry button and the start button, and that seems to do me for most recipes. But, of course, if you want all the advanced features in an air fryer, it will be great to be able to access them through a talking feedback, you know.
Absolutely. Daniel, do you think it's going to get annoying having it announced that it's hot every 20 seconds for 2 minutes every time it's done?
20 seconds is not too bad.
I'm inclined to think
of the Busseiran buses, doors opening, that's a little bit overkill.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And I mean, it is good at least to know. Another really cool point is that it announces when things are halfway done for you to, like, you know, go over and adjust the food and stuff. That's really cool.
I think that's a really cool feature because often guilty myself, you know, put on a few bits and bobs in the air fryer, go over, sit down, do a bit of browsing on the net. Next thing you look down and say, oh God, these yucks have only 2 minutes left.
Yeah,
and you go up and turn them real quick, and next thing they're overdone on one side and underdone on the other. So
This is interesting.
That little reminder halfway through. Yeah, I think that's a winner.
It's an interesting Daniel,
obviously not the main chef in his house.
Yeah.
Only on certain mornings of the week, Joe.
You avoid it for the most part.
Say again?
Do you avoid it for the most part then?
I try and wrangle out of that particular role, yeah.
Fair play. Daniel, it's an interesting one then. You know, you mentioned there, do you think like this could be beneficial for those who are even fully sighted? Like, would you ever use a talking air fryer in the house, or do you feel that no, that's a bit too much for me?
No, that feature, as I said, to turn them halfway through, I think that's, you know, that's definitely good. I think, you know, that 20-second warning, it's not overkill. And particularly, you know, if there's small kids in the house who have a habit of, you know, exploring and whatnot, if something's announcing that it's hot, it kind of, you know, you'd hope to listen and kind of, okay, it'll either
deter them or really encourage them.
Yeah, well, it would encourage them once.
Maybe. This is true.
And hopefully nobody gets too badly hurt. But I think it's good that it would announce, you know, especially to turn them, and obviously that warning at the end, you know, surfaces can be hot and all that as well. Yeah, it's very important. Safety around the kitchen is paramount.
Absolutely. And on that ChatGPT story, have you got a chance to play with it? I had a quick play with it before we did the podcast here, but have you got a chance to play with it yet? No?
Not yet.
Yeah. Yes, I did, David.
How did you actually, find
I think,
it, Joe?
I think it's really good, actually. It's really fun as well. Well, first of all, I opened it. I actually didn't know what to say, but once I got my act together and I started asking a few questions, I got ChatGPT to vocalize a few poems and stuff. But the voice is actually really, really impressed me.
Isn't it?
Some amazing speech, for different voices on it, male and female.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good. One thing I did notice though is if you chat to it for a while, especially if you're using GPT-4, which I think you still need the Plus subscription for. But if you're using GPT-4, before you know it, it does start saying, oh, you've reached your quota. You need to wait for a bit. That was something I did notice, and I was like, oh. But if you're using just standard 3.5 and you've got, you know, just the free subscription, or the free tier, I should say, it seems like a really, really good option. You know, there's no knocking that. It seems really decent, to be fair. And those voices are incredible. They really, really are.
Yeah, it is incredible. I suppose there's probably a reason they're giving it to us for free too. They want to record all our different dialects as well, and it helps them gather some data to help them improve their own product after a while. But I definitely think it is a good resource to have, and I can imagine that it will be built into some sort of smart speakers. If it's not made by OpenAI, I think someone else will take it on, and this could be the future of smart speakers as well.
Do you think so? I mean, it's going to be one of these things where it's a little bit slower to respond compared to something like a Siri or an Alexa, but could you see yourself using a GPT smart speaker, or do you think it would be a bit of a gimmick?
I think it's early days. You see, you're going to expect that it's slow at the moment, especially for doing things like poems or stories or whatever, you know, or working out certain equations. But I think down the line, maybe a year or two down the line, these things are going to become really, really fast. It's the speed that OpenAI are producing stuff at the moment, sure. I can imagine this is just early days and things are going to happen.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Interesting stuff. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Joe. It's who knows what the future brings, but there's one thing is for sure, that this stuff is certainly moving fast. And who knows? Tell us if you do maybe get one of those air fryers, do send us an email to content@vi.ie, because we'd be very curious to know what you think of your talking air fryer, or let us know what air fryer you do use. Have you found another accessible air fryer that maybe we haven't heard of? Do let us know, content@vi.ie. But now let's go for quick picks, shall we?
It's time for VI Labs quick picks.
And Joe is back joining me on the Quick Picks front this week. Hello, Joe. How are we?
Hello, David, again.
Hello again. It feels like so long, Joe. Joe, a lot of really cool stuff, but it's coming up to Christmas. And you've been setting up smart stuff with the Christmas tree.
Yeah, well, you see, the Toy Show was on last Friday. Great show.
Did you enjoy it?
His first show. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. But we decided to get the Christmas tree up before the Toy Show. We actually have two Christmas trees, David, believe it or not. One for the play, a small one for the playroom, and one for the sitting room. But we got the sitting room one up anyway.
Happy
and
days.
You know yourself, trying to get behind that tree, and it's kind of impossible not to get poked by something when you're plugging it in or out. So my suggestion for quick picks this week is to get yourself a smart plug and name it Christmas Tree. And we can turn it on or off with a smart speaker or an app on your phone, maybe.
And of course, you can even schedule it if that was something that you wanted to do. You know, schedule the Christmas tree to come on at sunset. Or if you're really fancy and you had like one of the power monitoring ones, maybe you could have it set up that, you know, when the telly turns on, it also turns on the Christmas tree. Stuff like that. There's really cool stuff you can do with the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Or have a routine where you say good night and everything goes off. Or I'll just give a little quick and see will it work right now. I have renamed my speaker to something else rather than the A word. So Echo, turn on the Christmas tree. And there's a little beep there to acknowledge that the tree went on.
That's
and the
awesome.
Lights came on there behind me.
That's class. And do you find it yourself using that like much more than the plug, obviously?
Yeah, well, of course, now I don't need to reach in and flick the plug on the wall, switch on the wall anymore. So I just use the smart speaker, of course. So yeah, I find it really handy, and I'll be leaving that on for the whole Christmas, and that's how I'll be turning my Christmas tree on or off.
I mean, that's the way to go, isn't it? How bad? And another quick pick, Joe, is maybe one for the Christmas presents list, and this is a really cool device from Belkin. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so this is a Belkin 3-in-1 charger, a certified 3-in-1 travel pad charger for all your iDevices, and it also supports Android as well. So anything that supports wireless charging, really. So you can put three devices on at once. You can put your AirPods, AirPods 2 and above. You could put your Apple Watch on it, and you could put your iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy or whatever you use that supports wireless charging on this device. I know Mairead spoke about different charging device does the same thing, but this one is a lot easier to get, has a more reputable name, and I know it is expensive, but they're a good quality brand. And you know, when you're buying charging devices, it's good to buy the good brands, the reputable brands. As we know, there's a lot of health and safety issues with charging. Sure. Stuff and that kind of thing, and it's good for your phone as well to buy a quality brand to charge it. So this one does three devices at once. It's like a pad that folds out, and it's really good for travel as well. So this is one of the quick picks I recommended. People need their phone charged. This day and age need to be connected. And we have iPhones and Apple Watches and AirPods. A lot of us have those three devices, and it's vital to have somewhere to charge them. So that's my recommendation and a quick pick.
It's a handy one. Joe, do you use wireless charging much, or do you prefer to just plug in with the traditional cable?
I prefer to plug in with traditional cable. I do have two other wireless chargers, one on my desk. Just, I suppose, it leaves it handy that I have it close to me, and I can answer calls quickly without pulling out wires. I prefer to have the wire in. It charges a bit quicker. Wireless charging is slower, of course. You have to keep that in mind. The Belkin one is quite fast as far as I'm aware, but generally wireless charging is a little bit slower than using a lightning cable or a USB-C cable. But I don't use it much, but I use it occasionally.
Oh, that's fair enough. Daniel, what about yourself? Are you a wireless charging fan?
I don't have any wireless charging phones, so I haven't jumped into that world. But as Joe says there, if it's a little bit slower and all that, probably doesn't appeal to me. I want my phone back up to 100% as quickly as possible.
Fair enough.
So I'd it probably doesn't jump out with me now as anything majorly exciting, you know.
That's allowed. And you know what? It's good to have those kind of different perspectives. I think it's great in some respects that, you know, you can charge your AirPods and your Apple Watch and all of these things at once. But you mentioned there, Joey, it's brilliant for travel and things like that. But it's...
Travel, yeah.
You know...
And your hotel bedside locker or something like that if you're away for a night, you know.
That's a brilliant example of where you'd use it. Absolutely. Whether I could see myself using one in the house or not, I'm not sure. But still, a really cool product to be aware of. And thank you so much, Joe, for telling me about it. So that is about it for Talking Technology episode number 45. We got all the stuff on Envision, Vision Academy. We had tech news and we had quick picks. Loads of cool stuff over the last little while. And thank you so much for joining us. We really hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you do want to get in touch with us by email, it's content@vi.ie. And of course, if you need tech support at any time, you can still email labs@vi.ie or give us a call, 1-800-911-110. That's 1-800-911-110. That's about it for now, but we'll be back in 2 weeks' time for another exciting episode of Talking Technology. So make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Technology Podcast with VI Labs. If you'd like to support our show, please visit vi.ie/donate. Talking Technology is proudly sponsored by IA Labs, the market leader in digital accessibility services. IA Labs, digital inclusion, your legal obligation.